This episode is supported by EarnIn. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn now can be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Super, super easy to use. You just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then you can access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. So the app is free. You can leave a tip if you want. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. So here's the thing. Sometimes getting close to your next paycheck, next pay period, and you realize, oh gosh, like paycheck doesn't come until next Friday, but we have this event that we need to attend this weekend and we need money for it. Or we have to buy a gift for someone. Or, oh my gosh, like my kid tore through their shoes and now we have to buy new shoes this weekend and the money's not in the bank yet. So EarnIn can help you access the money you've already earned at work by giving you this little bit of money in advance. So make EarnIn part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability and security, and it gives me a lot of peace of mind. So for our listeners, all you need to do is download EarnIn today. It's spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, and you can download it in Google Play or the Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Shameless Mom under podcast when you sign up. So there'll be a little place where you can, where it says, what podcast did you hear about them on? Type in Shameless Mom under podcast. This helps to show support for our show and our advertisers. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank, and subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. This is the Shameless Mom Academy, episode 854. Show notes for this episode, including any links mentioned in the episode, can be found by going to shamelessmom.com and clicking on episode 854. Welcome to the Shameless Mom Academy. I'm your host, Sarah Dean. I'm here to give you and other passionate, driven, unapologetic moms tools, resources, and a little bit of humor to help you lead more positive, powerful, and purposeful lives every damn day. One of the best things about the Shameless Mom Academy is our community, so be sure to join us in our free private Facebook group to connect with other shameless moms just like you. You can find us over at shamelessmom.com/Facebook. All right, let's dive into today's episode. Hello, Shameless Moms. Happy Monday. If you follow me on social media, you've probably seen me mention grad school. I'm trying to think of the different places I've mentioned it. I'm not sure I've mentioned it on... No, I think I did mention it on Instagram. I can't keep up. But anyway, I mentioned it on Facebook. I mentioned it on LinkedIn. Probably mentioned it in an Instagram story. So at any rate, I'm going back to grad school. And I wanted to share a little bit about that decision with you and just kind of talk about the behind the scenes around making the decision. Not because I think that everyone needs to go back to grad school, but I think it's always interesting when someone makes a big life decision to let folks in on what happened behind the scenes to get to that decision, because maybe you're just nosy, or because maybe you might be thinking about a big life decision or transition for yourself. And I think sometimes when we see how other people process, then it can help us process and find direction and focus and clarity. So we're going to talk about a handful of things kind of behind the scenes as I've made this decision today. And I'm excited. I'm excited to share with you. I'm also nervous, not nervous to talk about it, but just nervous about going back to grad school. It all feels very surreal. I applied not that long ago. The program I am going to be doing, which I'll tell you about in a minute, has 5 start times a year. And so basically you can apply many times a year. And then once you apply, you find out within a couple of weeks if you got into the next start date. So I knew I wanted to apply pretty much since the beginning of this school year, so like the beginning of September. I don't recall exactly when I started thinking this, but it was definitely on my mind in the fall and maybe even in the summer a bit. And then when I was looking at when I wanted to start, I had originally looked at January, but for some logistical reasons, January didn't make sense. So all of this fall, I've been thinking, okay, I need to apply. I need to get that application in. And I didn't do that until February because I knew I ended up wanting to do this March date, start date. And they only require your application to be submitted a month in advance, which seemed very weird and short to me. So I submitted it like a little bit before the deadline, but it's this very fast turnaround. So I submitted my application, and then a couple weeks later, or actually like a week later, I got a phone call, and a phone call from Gonzaga University, which is where I'm going to be going. And when the phone rang, it was like 5 o'clock on a Tuesday or Thursday or something. And the phone rang, and a woman on the other end was congratulating me on getting into the program. And it all of a sudden became very real. And I had this feeling like, oh, like the things that I've been talking about, now I have to do, like the realization that there has to be follow through now, immediately made me very nervous. I went from feeling really excited about the idea of school to like, oh crap. Now I have to do the school, and the idea of the doing the school and the doing of doing the school are very different things. So I got done with that phone call, which was very brief, and I felt shaky, like physically shaky, like excited, but nervous. It feels very surreal. It's a decision that seemed to come kind of quickly out of nowhere. It's not like I've been thinking about this for years and years, but it also feels like it was kind of just right there. And maybe has always been there to a certain extent. Like if I knew what I wanted to do with another degree, I would not hesitate to go get it. And I think maybe that's what I figured out. Like I kind of had the sense of, oh, this is what I think I want to do. So why not go get it? It feels like it's come really fast, but also right on time. I feel very unprepared, but very ready. And I feel really excited, but also pretty nervous. And so it feels like a lot of kind of paradoxical feelings around it, which is a lot of what I have felt at multiple times in my career path in my life. I mean, maybe you felt this way like when you were getting married or when you were having a child or when you were buying a house. Like when we go through these like really big crossroad moments, all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is the thing I've been hoping for. And oh my gosh, I have to do the thing I've been hoping for. And especially when it's a long-term commitment, you know, something that I'm going to have to work hard at for a couple years, it seems intense. And a lot of this decision and what I'm excited to talk about today has come about because I've been spending a lot of time thinking about my next 20. And I kind of titled this season I'm stepping into a while ago as I started to realize and think through, oh my gosh, you have been in the professional world for about 25 years now, and you probably will work for another, like work in a traditional sense for another 20 years. That takes me to like 68 in terms of age. I probably will keep working somewhat beyond that. And like, who knows what the world will look like in 20 years? I mean, good Lord, if the last 4 years have been any indication, a lot. I mean, the world could be very unrecognizable in 20 years. And if we even look back 20 years ago from now, 2004, if we look back 20 years, like just so many things have changed. So I can't imagine what life will look like when I'm 68 years old, but you know, if I continue to be healthy and life is kind of on the same path it's on right now, I think I'll probably still be wanting to do some work. But I also know that I want to be pretty intentional around how I focus myself for the next 20. So I'm very delightedly and deliberately stepping into this season of my next 20, thinking about really specific things. And I'm someone who's changed careers not super often. I started out working in a psychiatric hospital, and then I totally changed careers going into the fitness industry. But my shift from the fitness industry into the work that I'm doing now felt like an extension. It didn't really feel like a total change, although a lot changed about what I was doing. It felt like an extension of what I had been doing, just taking it to a different level in terms of I'm just coaching, but in a new way. I still have my own business, but I'm serving in a different way, or the services that I offer are different. And this is kind of how I imagine my next 20. And when I think about my next 20, I'm not looking to stop doing the things that I'm doing right now, but I am thinking about what do I want them to look like moving forward? How do I want to continue to grow and evolve and learn? And where do I want to kind of intentionally be grounding myself and building, you know, better, stronger, longer roots into the work that I want to be doing for the next 20 years? This episode is supported by Air Doctor. You probably don't know that Americans take in about 20,000 breaths per day and spend an average of 90% of their time indoors. The indoor air that we breathe can be up to 100 times more polluted than outdoor air, according to the EPA. Indoor air pollutants can cause upper respiratory symptoms like sneezing, coughing, congestion, scratchy throat, and even more serious health problems like lung and heart disease. So what's the solution? Introducing Air Doctor, the air purifier that filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so your lungs don't have to. This includes allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses. I am so excited that we just got our own Air Doctor for our house, and we will have it all up and running and ready to go in time for all the things that come with spring weather, but also smoke season, which is just around the corner for those of us in the Pacific Northwest. And I know many of you across the country. So here's how you can get your own Air Doctor. First of all, Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code SHAMELESS and you'll receive up to $300 off of air purifiers. Exclusive to our podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro, airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code SHAMELESS. That's airdoctorpro.com, code SHAMELESS. This episode is supported by Nutrafol. Did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? If you're among them, you are not alone. Thinning hair is normal, but it's not openly talked about, so it can feel lonely and frustrating and sometimes even embarrassing when you're going through it yourself. Join the over 1 million people who are doing something about their thinning hair with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Oh my gosh, I am a heavy shedder, so if you are a heavy shedder, or if you are someone who's wanting to thicken your hair, I definitely want you to try out Nutrafol. I have loved using it myself, and I know multiple other people who've used it and have found great results. While many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically tests final formulations to ensure their efficacy. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. To get started, you can take their hair quiz on Nutrafol.com, which will give you a personalized health plan based on your special root causes. Nutrafol is committed to helping you identify root causes of any shedding or hair loss so that you can really start to rebuild healthy hair in a way that is customized to you. So take the first steps to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code SHAMELESS. Find out why 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Go to Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code SHAMELESS. Nutrafol.com, code SHAMELESS. So I started asking myself some questions in terms of where do I want to be at the end of my career? And how do I want to use the work that I've done for the last 25 years to inform my work for the next 20 or so years? And it's funny because I felt like for a while, I was thinking I was at like closer to the end of my career than the beginning. And when I started really doing the math, I'm like, I might just be right in the middle, which is in some ways exciting. Like I'm in the middle. There's so much I can still do. And then in other ways, I was like, kind of felt like I was closer to the end. I was kind of looking forward to like, do we just like rest and go on vacations now? And no, that's still a long way off. My husband's 9 years older than me. So I think when we think about retirement, for him, it's significantly closer than me. So maybe that's why I've given myself permission to think that it's closer than it actually is. So I'm wanting to think about how can I use all the work I've done over the last 25 years to inform my next 20 years. I've also been thinking about what decisions I want to make now that will give me options and flexibility over time. And that's a big piece right there. I want to have options and flexibility. I'm someone who has always had my hands in multiple places. I've always had like eggs in more than one bucket. And that's been very intentional. And I've always been really grateful that has provided security for me in a lot of ways. It's provided places where I always have options. So if one thing goes south, there's always something else where I can like lean harder in to make up for the one thing going south. And that's worked in my favor in my personal training career. It's worked in my favor as I built out the podcast. It's worked in my favor as I've been bridging between the podcast and really stepping more into speaking and training. I really like having options and flexibility, and I feel like going back to school and getting this degree will really help me with that. And then I've been thinking about how can I continue to create work opportunities that bring me purpose, meaning, and joy. And for me, that was a big piece of feeling like I wanted to go deeper into one area and build expertise in that one area so that the work that I do can continue to be purposeful and meaningful in really specific ways and hopefully joyful. And I have done so much independent learning, over the last 20 years as an entrepreneur. And I think being back in a more structured learning environment will help me find purpose, joy, and meaning in my work in a really new way that I think will feel really good. And then I also have been asking myself, in what direction am I most excited to learn and grow? When I think about what do I want to do for the next 20 years, I obviously don't want to take this lightly. And especially going back to get like a master's degree, you know, it's like a huge commitment in terms of time and energy and expense. And I didn't want to make that lightly. And so I was really thoughtful about how do I want to continue to learn and grow in ways that are exciting to me, where I'm super excited. And I will tell you, the program that I chose, I've been so excited about it that I've been trying to find the book list online for like the different books that we read in the program, because I couldn't wait until I got access to like the student portal to find out the books that are required for my program. So that shows you what a nerd I am. And I was literally like on Reddit searching for book lists for this program. I was not very successful, but that showed me or told me like, oh, this is what you're really excited to learn about. Like, you're so excited to find out what the books are that you're trying to like crack the code before you get accepted to the program. So navigating these questions really over time gave me a pretty clear sense of the direction that I wanted to head and helped me see also that getting a master's degree could really support the direction that I want to go. I wanted to be really thoughtful that I don't want to get something that isn't going to be really useful moving forward, because I don't want to spend a lot of time on something that won't be useful, but I also don't want to spend a ton of money on something that won't be useful. So all those pieces and components really helped inform my decision. And those are some of the questions that I was asking myself. And so I'm going back to school. I'm starting in March. This episode goes live in March. So I'm starting March 18th is when my first class starts. And I'm going to be getting my master's in organizational leadership, which I'm very excited about. And I have so much curiosity. I'm already doing work in this field and I already have some education and expertise in this field. But to be able to do like a really dedicated, concentrated, deep dive into organizational leadership sounds really, really exciting to me. And I know this is the right thing for me, because a lot of people, when I tell them about this, they're like, it does not sound exciting to them. So for me, and maybe for you, like when you're leaning into making a decision and you're like, I don't know, like, is this the right thing? If it's a thing where you think it sounds really fun and exciting and everyone around you is like, wow, that doesn't really excite me, that's probably the thing for you. Because like, we want to be following in the direction of our own curiosity and the things that we have passion in. Like, those are the things that we're going to want to cultivate and build and grow and evolve in naturally over time. And not everyone's going to have the same thing. And so I actually had a couple people say to me, why don't you get your MBA? Your MBA could probably be more versatile than a master's in organizational leadership. And so I did a little bit of research on that. And I have to tell you, every program I looked at, I was like, oh my God, this sounds horrible. It sounds so boring. None of the classes, maybe like one or two of the classes of like a 2-year to 3-year program sounded interesting. I was just like, this would be like drudgery to get through. So that's how I knew I was looking at a program that was right for me. Like, literally in the program I'm going into, you have to take like 10 classes over 2 years or something. And maybe it's more than that, but it's not a ton. But they offer, like, within the program, there's like maybe like 20 or 25 offerings, and ultimately you're only going to take 10 of them. And when I was doing my first call with admissions, I asked, like, well, what if I want to do more than 10? Because literally probably 12 of the 22 of the 25 offered courses are courses that I really want to take. And so when you find that thing where you're like so excited to dig in and learn, that's the thing for you. If someone was like, no, you like need to go do an MBA instead, I would be like, absolutely not. Just forget about it. I would rather not go get a master's. And so that was also really telling to me that people were saying this thing could maybe be even more lucrative or allow you to be more versatile in your next 20 years. And I was just like, no, thank you. I know myself well enough to know what I want and don't want and where I want to be learning and how I want to be learning. And that was really clear to me. So that was really helpful. So why am I going back? So I've mentioned I want to have more career options and flexibility over the next 20 years. I have no idea what's coming in the world. I have no idea what's coming in the landscape of podcasting, what's coming in the landscape of entrepreneurship. I have no idea. And I want to be able to have options and flexibility. I also know that I love the work I'm doing right now, like love, love, love the work I'm doing. And I want to go deeper into this work and be really deeply grounded and grow roots in the work that I'm already doing. In a stronger or more in-depth way than I've done so far. I also want to build intentional skills and expertise around work that's been of mine that's been organically evolving over time. So a lot of the work that I'm doing right now has evolved organically and not accidentally. Like I've definitely made choices to evolve my work in certain directions, but a lot of the work I'm doing has kind of organically evolved over time, like me just kind of following interest and curiosity. But I want to be really intentional about building very specific skills and very specific expertise in a certain area in this season right now. And so this feels like the next right step because of that. And then I also find myself now having more flexibility and time freedom that I've had in the last 12 years since Finney's been born, but not in the way I thought I would, because I wouldn't say that parenting is getting easier. I actually think it's getting harder. And I wouldn't say that like my child needs me less. If anything, I think he might need me more, but he does have some independence that allows me to have a little bit more flexibility and freedom in terms of like family routines and him needing me for so many things every day. And I also can see like the writing on the wall. Like right now we walk to and from school together every day. I know pretty soon he's not going to want, like I'm not going to need to be walking out my front door a little bit before 3 o'clock every day to go pick him up. Instead, I can just like keep doing stuff through the 3 o'clock hour and he will walk himself home. So I'm recognizing that that freedom and flexibility is going to continue to expand. And I think a big part of my identity in motherhood is being really aware that seasons of parenting are really temporary, even though they can feel long, don't get me wrong, but they are really temporary. And I don't want to get through the whole season of parenting and mothering and feel like I didn't continue to grow myself during that season. I don't want to feel like, now what do I do? Like now that he doesn't need me, now what do I do? And so I really want to continue be learning and growing and challenging myself so that the less my child needs me, the more I am able to lean into the things that make me me. And that feels really good. And so I'm trying to be really intentional about that. So why did I choose this program? Why did I choose organizational leadership? So what excites me about this is as I've really stepped more and more into supporting women and moms in leadership, and so much of this has come right here from the work that we've done inside the Shameless Mom Academy. I mean, it's all rooted in the work that we've done here in the Shameless Mom Academy. What I started to find over time in working with our members over the course of the 5 years that we had our membership community, and as I've interviewed 500 people at this point and done we're at 854. So I've interviewed close to 450 people, I guess, not 500, but close to 450 people. I have also done, 400 to 450 solo episodes. And what I've realized over time is that I love all the ways that I've been able to work and support moms in terms of growing their identities outside of marriage and motherhood. And the direction that I just keep getting pulled in is in terms of helping women find their voice and using their voice for higher visibility opportunities and becoming bigger leaders of their lives, whether that is leaders of your life within your household, leader in your life within your workplace, within your community, within a church organization, within a volunteer opportunity, like whatever that means for you, but being a leader of your life in the different places that you take up space and also taking up more space in all the places that you take up space. So when I came to choosing a program, organizational leadership feels exciting to me because I love learning new leadership tools and I want a stronger foundation around leadership theory and kind of like where, like the history of leadership theory and how to support leaders in different contexts, how to support leaders and organizations through change, how to support leaders and organizations in ways where leadership can be a power with versus a power over model. And what I mean by that, whether we're talking about parenting or being on the parent association at your kid's school or leading your kid's soccer team or being a leader in your workplace, when we think about power, sometimes the highest level of control can feel the best to us. And that's power over, where we're just dominating, we're telling people what to do, we're making sure that we're on top of everything, we're not really asking people to walk beside us. Instead, we are telling people what to do, we're being directive, and we are power over other people. My belief is that the most effective form of leadership is when there's power with, that when I can say as the leader, I want you to come with me and we're in this together and we're going to be sharing resources as we go and I will lift you as I climb. It's not about me climbing higher than you. It's about us going together. And if I have more skills or tools than you, I will absolutely share those because I would like you to be as skilled and have the tools that I have. And so this degree, this master's will really continue to help me work in that way because that's what I really, really love. I don't desire having power over people. And I also watch leaders in different spaces who work in ways where they leverage their power over people in ways that creates a lot of harm, massively erodes trust, and doesn't build organizational trust or belonging or community trust or belonging in ways that foster meaningful relationships or foster the growth or like purposeful positive outcomes of the organization or the community. This episode is supported by AquaTrue. Having clean, safe water is the last thing you want to worry about. But unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants in their tap water. So that's why you got to check out AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers have a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers, which is what we have, take no installation or plumbing, and they remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters. And they're specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS, which can lead to potentially adverse health effects like cancer, endocrine system disruption, and liver toxicity, which is part of what makes AquaTrue so special, unique, and important in terms of how they are able to filter water. They also have water purifiers to fit every type of home. So like the installation-free countertop purifier that we have at our house to higher capacity under sink options. They even have Wi-Fi connected purifiers and mineral boost options. So I'm so excited about our new AquaTrue. And here's the thing. I swear it's like a gentle reminder to actually drink more water every time you walk into your kitchen. So we are drinking more water now and also more clean water. So more water that is more clean. It feels like a double win. I'm feeling pretty impressed with us. I feel like sink water, tap water becomes invisible at a certain point. And when I see the purifier on my counter, it's like many time a day reminder to like, keep drinking, keep drinking. So I want you to check out AquaTrue for yourself and for your family. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money back guarantee, and that makes it a great gift as well. Today, my listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to aquatrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com and enter the code shameless at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to aquatrue.com and use the code shameless, shameless, aquatrue.com code shameless. This episode is supported by a podcast I want to share with you called Understood Explains. So this show is about navigating ADHD, dyslexia, and other learning and thinking differences, which can be so confusing. And so every season of the show is around a different theme. So there's a season on special education, there's a season on ADHD diagnosis for adults, and the current season is all about IEPs. I love this podcast because the episodes are 10 to 15 minutes long. So if you are short on time or short on focus, you can take this content in super quickly, easily. It's very digestible. And the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert, Juliana Urtube. So Juliana talks all about how to navigate educational plans, IEPs. She talks about the differences between IEPs and 504 plans. She really breaks things down in a really clear and simple way so that you have some of those questions that you might be thinking around, like, does this pertain to my child? Is this something I need to be looking into? Like, where do we go from here? Where do I go if I have questions? Juliana has you covered. She explains so many different things and so many different little pieces and nuance of IEPs and special education and different things on Understood Explains. So I want you to go check it out wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can go listen to Understood Explains. Just go into your podcast app, do a search for Understood Explains, and it will pop right up. Click on it, pick your episode, and get the answers that you've been looking for and the support that you need around different learning differences and differences in school. I also chose this master's program because I wanted to advance my current career skills. And so there's a lot of things I've been doing in my career over the past handful of years, and I want to just continue to advance those things. And I feel like having some guidance with that will be really, really helpful. Guidance from people who are in the field, guidance from people who are already in corporate industry leadership. And I know that other people in this program are going to be really great. Other students in the program are going to be really great connections for me and networking, you know, relationship building opportunities as well. And so I'm really excited to be building relationships just with a new subset of people. When I got started in podcasting and I started spending time and investing time and money into going to podcasting events that are specifically for podcasters, I learned so much and I gained so many new friends in the podcasting space. Same thing when I was in the fitness industry and I was going to really specific events for fitness business owners. It was a game changer for me. So being in a space where people are doing the really specific work that I'm doing and we can learn together, then that puts me in a position of being able to build new relationships. And I can look back and see how that has just paid off for me over and over and over again, every time I've stepped into those spaces where I've decided to step in to a new space and be like, hey, I'm the newbie here, but I'm really excited to learn from you all and learn with you all. And every time it's been a tremendously rewarding and very transformational experience for me. So I'm looking forward to that part. In terms of what I want to do with the degree, and this is like kind of the tricky part, and I had to really think this through because I had to write an essay. You all, I had to write a college essay. Let me tell you, it was really hard. And I write a lot. No one will find this surprising, except for that I found it surprising, which is the most ironic part. So I was told to submit this statement of purpose. And the statement of purpose is basically what qualifies you to do this, to start this, like become this candidate in this program. Why do you think you're a good candidate? And then what do you want to do with what you learn in the program? And say all that in no more than 1,000 words. So I had this 1,000 word limit and I thought, oh my gosh, 1,000 words, like that's perfect. That is so much space for me to just share and get all my thoughts out there. But you all know I'm never short for words. And so I started writing out my essay and I wrote out why I was qualified to start the program and why I was a good candidate for the program. That's just the first 30% of what I'm supposed to be writing about. And that took up my whole 1,000 words. So I had to go do some significant editing and take out many paragraphs, which was really hard for me because I always think that all my words are very important. And so I had to edit it way down and take out a lot of things that I had kind of mentioned and talked around or repeated myself in, and then make space to talk about why I'm a good candidate for the program, or yeah, what makes me a good candidate, and then also what I would do with the program. So yeah, it was pretty funny. In doing that, though, I did spend a decent amount of time talking about what I want to do with this degree, and I had to be pretty clear about that. And a lot of it is that I do want to continue doing the work that I'm doing, but I also want to be working with organizations going through change. I specifically want to be working with women leaders and developing women in leadership. And when I thought that through, what that really meant to me was I want to be helping women advance their leadership skills where they are becoming stronger leaders as themselves versus trying to become the same leaders that the men around them are being. And so how can women step up and lead in ways that are unique to women leaders versus a woman trying to step into the shoes of a man to lead like a man does? And I think that that is one of the things that really needs to be addressed and overcome societally, is that women should be able to step up and lead in the way that is natural and authentic to them and should not be trying to lead the same way that men do. But oftentimes the only way that women are accepted as leaders is if they try to lead the same way that men do. I also want to continue to support the layered identities of women and moms especially. So what does it mean when a woman who is also a mom is a leader in an organizational setting or a community setting? And how is that beneficial to everyone in the organization or the community versus being to the detriment of everyone in the organization or the community, which takes a whole like mindset reset on a societal level. And then I want to be deepening my work around women's equality and around inclusion and equity for everyone. And I'm really, really excited about that. And the particular program I'm doing, the Gonzaga University Master's in Organizational Leadership, has a couple different concentrations that are specific to servant leadership and specific to change leadership. And there's also one for global leadership. So these concentrations where I can kind of go deep into a couple of these areas and really advance my learning and expertise in them, which is really exciting. Now, all this comes for sure with a little bit of self-doubt and inner critic. And so I definitely don't want it to sound like, oh my gosh, I'm just like ready and can't wait and this is going to be great. Like, I'm definitely a little nervous. I have been told it's going to take, the coursework is about 10 to 15 hours a week. And I'm not someone who feels like I have an extra 10 to 15 hours a week to spare. So that's a little anxiety evoking. It's also expensive. Like, grad school is not cheap. So figuring out, how do we pay for this? And what does that look like? And decisions around, like, do we take out loans and start paying them when I'm done? Or do we start paying on them now? Or do we not take out loans? Do we self-fund? Like, all these different decisions. And then some of the logistical stuff, like remembering how to write papers and remembering how to study. We have to write papers in APA format. And I think I learned how to do this like in 1998. That was a really long time ago. And I would have learned in like 1994. I haven't done it since 1998 when I graduated. So I don't know how to do that. Like, that's a skill I learned 30 years ago. I don't know how to do that. So learning those kinds of things is definitely a little bit intimidating and daunting to me. And just learning, or like knowing how to study again, and like having to manage time and have time discipline around studying. I can't read a book. Like, I can't read a good book, like a novel, for more than like 15 minutes without falling asleep. So I looked at my first class that I'm taking, and there are 6 books to be read over the course of 8 weeks. And one of the books is 600 pages long. And when I saw that, I was like, wow, like I might have made the wrong choice. So it feels definitely a little bit daunting to think of, like, how am I going to do all of this? And how am I going to really manage the voices in my head as I step into all of this? Now, I will say, I've practiced this a lot over the years, so I do have some good skills. So here's how I've combated that inner critic. I've been collecting the right evidence. I've been looking at all the times over the last 20 years as an entrepreneur that I have had to learn new things and figure out time management in new ways and work through things where money felt tight and scarce and uncertain. And I've figured it out every single time. I'm looking back and recognizing, like, every time I've been in a school setting or got a certification, which I've gotten numerous certifications over the last 20 years, even though I wasn't like in a college school program or university program, I'm looking at, I always do really well. I love the learning. I get super invested. I learn quickly. I connect well with the content when I'm interested in it. And it feels really exciting to me. So even if it's 6 books and one of them is 600 pages, it will be interesting to me. I'm excited to learn this content. I've also been really looking at the skills I've developed as a business owner in terms of writing and studying that I haven't really considered writing and studying, but I've been doing that as a content creator. I've been deep in content creation for like 20 years now. And so when I think about studying and writing papers, in a lot of ways, I've been doing that. Like, producing 854 episodes of a podcast, that's a lot of content creation. It's not sitting and writing a 5-page paper, but you better believe I can sit down and hammer out 5 pages. I mean, I just said that like 1,000 words felt like a lot, and then it was suddenly way too little. So I can do this. I can come up with a lot of words. I can always have a lot of things to say. So I'm feeling really good about that. So as I'm thinking about this experience, I'm excited, I'm nervous. It feels like it came really fast, but it also feels like the right thing right now. It feels like the opportunity has always kind of been there and maybe just sitting there for the right moment. I'm really excited. I'm clear on why I'm doing it. I'm clear about what I want to do with this moving forward. And I wanted to share all this with you in case you're in this moment of considering a transition or thinking about what would it look like if I made a decision in a certain direction, and maybe how to get clear on asking yourself specific questions around that, or getting clear on why this might be supportive or valuable or helpful to you, and then what you would do with this decision if you were to make a decision in a certain direction. So I hope this was helpful. I will continue to share my experiences in going back to school here on the show, and know that whatever decision you're in the middle or whatever transition you're in the middle of, that I am definitely in this with you always. Thank you so much for joining me in the Shameless Mom Academy today. I really, really appreciate you being here, and I hope you learned something new. As always, this conversation will be continued over in our free private Facebook group. You can join that group by going to shamelessmom.com/Facebook to connect with other shameless moms just like you. Additionally, if this is your first time listening to the show, know that we are here every Monday and Wednesday with a brand new episode. So make sure you subscribe. Go to whatever podcast app you use and subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. You can do that directly if you go to shamelessmom.com/review. That will put you in Apple Podcasts, where you can click on the subscribe button, and you can also leave a review. If you scroll down a little bit, you can leave a 5-star review. You can write a few few sentences letting me know what you thought about the show. If you let me know how the show has impacted you in becoming a more shameless mom, you might be nominated to be Shameless Mom of the Week. Also, please share this episode. My goal is to help more mamas be more shameless every damn day. So please do share this episode. You can take a screenshot of the episode on your phone and then share it out on social media. Tag me at the Shameless Mom Academy on Facebook or Instagram. I'm quick to reply and eager to send you Facebook love and love to be connected to all of you. So again, thank you for being here. I can't wait to be back here again with you in just a couple days. And until then, no matter what you do today, make sure you do it shamelessly.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.